You're listening to Around It About. I'm Michael Edward Miller. Now we're going to hear about the latest in the Patton Performance series. This one is called Squonk Opera. The two artists behind it, Steve O'Hearn, a part-time visual artist and construction engineer, and his partner, composer Jackie Dempsey, aim to create work that's fast, funny, shameless, and inclusive. WTC's Richard Winham spoke with Steve O'Hearn on the telephone from Pittsburgh, where he and his partner live and work. Also, Richard Winham brought Bob Boyer here to the studios to talk about it. Boyer is the director of the Patton Performance series here at UTC, as well as Lisa Darger from UTC's Office of Sustainability.
You are a lucky man, Steve. Most of the time when I was growing up, they kept telling me, grow up. Evidently, nobody ever said that to you, and you never did.
It's true. You we're very lucky, and it's true that you have to maintain the sense of being a child and being surprised at the world and what you can do, and kind of not giving in to some of the compromises that people think are necessary, which I think is a great thing to remember right now during these political times.
Oh, so true at any time. True at any time. Yeah. At the end of it, what are you going to say? I paid the bills?
Yeah. Right.
Who
right.
cares? Steve O'Hearn and Jackie Dempsey have been collaborating for more than 20 years on shows that mix the ooh look wonder of Cirque du Soleil shows with the thundering rock and roll abandon of Broadway shows like Stomp. One critic described their work as fast, funny, shameless and inclusive, an art that includes the cheap thrills of a monster truck show, as well as the fragile beauty of the hothouse flowers created in artist lofts. We will, they said in a statement about their work, let art, high and low, battle for our souls. We'll let music and design struggle for supremacy.
We're kind of the result of some people with some artistic instincts and some command of the different media that we work in, Jackie in music and me in design, who wanted to do something that had more to do with a democratic notion of people rather than the kind of art that's about posing and about showing sophistication and exclusivity and wealth, the kind of potlatch display art that is, that is kind of Jeff Koons and MoMA.
Mm-hmm.
So we have this optimism, which I think comes in great part from coming from Pittsburgh, where people love, fireworks and spectator sports and things like that. And we wanted to kind of embrace that social instinct, that public gathering, that gregarious instinct that people have, and do something that was hopefully inspiring and funny and attention-getting and joyful rather than off-putting.
It sounds a bit like a combination of Cirque du Soleil and Stomp.
Yes, we all came out of the same, I think, instincts in the 90s, which was, what's the kind of thing that joins all of those things? I think Ben Brantley in New York called it thrill ride theater. They all kind of avoid getting too specific with storyline or too caught up in narrative and plot and character. They're all a little bit more like a party than they are like a drama.
In a squonk opera, scientific principles are the subtext for theatre. Let science and art have at it. Mano a mano, was how they put it in a recent press release. For the show they're bringing to Engel Stadium on the afternoon of April 11th, they are celebrating wind power and clean air.
This is just a wonderful, powerful thing to do, I think, to celebrate it and make it be a party, to do something that's optimistic and good for the planet and everybody. So with us, the idea for air came not just from wind energy, but the idea that just the Zen notion that we're all out in the open air, and why don't we embrace that and celebrate it? And wonderful medium that we're all embedded in, and yet you never see it. You only see it indirectly by its effects on things around you. So it had this kind of wonderful poetic possibilities.
How do you make something like that happen? How do you make it corporeal?
We made a giant blue lady. We call her Lady Pneumatica, who's on a four-story tower, and we gave her a corpus, a body. She has two arms that are inflated. She's made of air and powered by air in all of her animation. We have all kinds of vortex fans and pneumatic systems on board, And then Bob also described it very aptly in saying it's essentially a rock concert. And it is. It's our original music, and we're essentially a rock band with a whole visual band. As many people are running the visuals as are doing the music. It's boisterous outdoor rock happening with a bunch of things that kind of the audience can interact with, and they're evocative in different ways. But it's essentially a giant blue lady, 35 feet tall, who's kind of this iconic representation of air, and then just wacky, funny things happening while we play music.
One thing that keeps going through my mind, Steve, that's essentially unrelated, but there is a connection. We have a sculptor here in town. His name is John Henry, and the pieces that he creates are like your Blue Lady. They're huge.
Yeah.
You know, the piece he's about to erect in a couple of weeks is 60 feet tall.
Wow.
I think you and he would have a great conversation. So anyway, You have two things going. You're a visual artist. You're also a rock band. Which came first?
Jackie is essentially the composer and the band leader of the group, and then I design the shows. But I also, they let me play music just because I design the shows. So if I carry enough crates on and off the truck, they say, sure, Steve, you go over there and play your wind instruments.
Instrument. You're not a guest drummer or something. They give you a triangle or something like that. They actually give you a real instrument. Huh?
Right. Cowbell, I think, is the... Mm-hmm. So, but the rest of them, they come from different traditions, rock and jazz. And Jackie was trained in classical music out there at Washington University. So they crank away on all that. And our big charge really is to do something that can be set up quickly and taken down. So we're essentially doing temporary public art that a band also plays on. That is also the staging for us to do things on. So it's a whole system that's got its complexities and connections and load in and load out's a big to do. But it's all very fun. It's kind of like being on a sailing ship or something because we have to be responsive to the weather and you never know what the crowds are like. But it's a wonderful, generous and democratic art form to do these outdoor work. So again, kudos to Bob.
As you may well imagine, one of the most receptive audiences for the Squonk Operas is children.
They're mostly asking how the things work, both the musical instruments and the visual things. They just want to know how stuff works, which is great. It's that great, wonderful instinct of children and humans to want to know how things work, to be curious about the world. So there's no better audience. They're open-minded. They don't expect... stock answers to things, and they're very vocal.
I know exactly what you mean. So you're a bit like the Wizard of Oz, and you're pulling the curtain back, right?
And that's all science is. I mean, we're using scientific concepts to do funny things. But of course, that's all we all do. Except some of them feed us or send us to the moon. Some of them are just funny. So, yeah, it is like pulling back the curtain, and it's interesting for us, and it's always exciting to see people enjoying learning.
And to build on that, we have a wide variety of not-for-profits and corporate vendors.
This is Lisa Darger. She is the sustainability coordinator here at UTC, along with Bob Boyer, who organizes the Patton Performance Series. She's organizing a huge festival surrounding the Squonk Opera, with people involved in environmental sustainability from all over Chattanooga.
Who will be displaying their sustainable products, concepts, designs, and doing many workshops to educate these kids and our students and the community. The festival is open to the community, which was one of the benefits of holding it at Ingalls Stadium, because we could accommodate parking, you know, which on campus is a little tight. So now we're trying to engage Hamilton County Schools and then the inner city neighborhoods as well.
That's wonderful, Lisa. Thank you for doing this and organizing all this. Who are some of the other booths that are going to be there? Tell us. I'm real curious.
Tennessee Solar Solutions is a solar company.
Great.
So they'll be there with some of their products. EPB, of course, is doing... Yeah,
that's the Electric Power Board,
yes,
Steve.
Yes, the Electric
they're
Power Board.
They're the folks that are responsible for our real fancy gigabyte internet speeds.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
And they'll be educating people on how to weatherize your home and to make it more energy efficient, and have some supplies and information about funding opportunities, you know, to get grants to do those kinds of things.
Trying to think of who else. As I said before, the robotics class, you know, from the county school system would be there.
Sure. And the Boys and Girls Club have an aquaponics project. They're about to take their exhibit nationally, and then they have an international trip planned as well where they're going to showcase their aquaponics. So we're pretty excited about that.
Yeah.
Not to mention the community garden.
Oh, yes.
Don't forget that one, Lisa.
Yes.
And that's one of your pet projects.
Yes, yes, so. It is. The UTC Teaching and Learning Garden, for a very long time, people have broached the concept of having a garden on campus. But we are an urban university, so land is very hard to come by. But back behind the outfield wall, there's a couple of acres that were not being used. So Dr. Jose Barbosa took the initiative with the support of Joe Wilforth, our associate dean for the College of Arts and Sciences, to start an urban garden. And last year was the very first year that we broke ground, and we celebrated it during Earth Week of 2016. And we donated over 2,000 pounds of produce to the Chattanooga Community Kitchen.
Wow.
Oh, great.
Yes.
Great.
And
so who tends the garden? Is it students?
It's students. There is a class called Urban Gardening that you get course credit for. And it's been very successful. And So now it was the College of Arts and Sciences project, but our provost and our administration has approved it to actually be the UTC Teaching and Learning Garden. So it is official.
And it's...
That was a hard fight.
Yeah. It will be outside, obviously, outside the walls of the stadium, but it will be open for tours as well.
Bob curates this series, and it's very arty, and it's wonderful, and it's dance and... music and theater, but this is a whole different scale. This is a huge blowout you got going here, Bob.
Yes. There's this rampant fear running in my, you know, there's two fears running in my head right now. Number one, that it won't succeed because we screw up something on the way to the 11th, or that it will succeed and then we have to continue to feed this beast, which means, Steve, you're going to have to come up with a new program every year that will be sustainably oriented.
Yes.
That's a nice problem to have.
Well, exactly. Mm-hmm. But you think about, I've been sort of in the back of my head, what would you do next after this if you were going to continue to support this kind of a festival? And there aren't very many people out there doing what Squonk does, if there's anybody.
We got you set up. We have a whole show on bikes with bike stages.
Oh, that's great.
A self-propelled bike show that we just premiered. That is the next show that should come to Chattanooga. There aren't many people doing it, which is one of the reasons we can survive touring out of Pittsburgh. Oddly, they seem to be doing this work more in Australia and Europe than in the U.S., because to me it feels very American to go out in the public space and do something wacky for everybody. But, yeah, we would love to come back. We're looking forward to coming there in a couple of weeks.
There you go. And the bicycle show would buy you 1 year to create another one, so just so you know.
Exactly.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing when this goes, and I'm looking forward to the first one. It's going to be fun.
I'm hoping we pull this bad boy off. Oh, I'm telling you, yeah. I'm excited about it. But boy, it's been a stretch for me, and I can guarantee it's been a stretch for Lisa. I look at her about once every 2 weeks and say, "You signed on for show business, you know."
Well, I have to say that. My initial thought was, I don't have to do any work for Earth Week this year. Bob's got a thing going on already. I didn't realize I volunteered.
That's how they hook you, Lisa.
Yes. There's just so much opportunity, though. And once I saw Squonk and watched the videos, I realized this is something that we really can use as a mechanism to communicate and educate with the Chattanooga community.
You're a catalyst. You realize that, don't you, Steve?
Yeah.
You're a catalyst for all kinds of things. It's really cool. It's a great role to play.
Oh, and another piece. Yeah. We're featuring local artisans, whether you make soap, make candles, create art, anything that is locally produced, you're welcome to come and set up as a vendor and sell your products. So that's another aspect of it. We've got, you know, the local artisans as well as the not-for-profits and the corporates. I think Mohawk Industries is going to be here. They are the world's number one user of recycled plastic bottles. That's what really? One of their primary components in their carpet
wow.
and flooring is. So they're going to be here teaching people about that.
Opera will be here in Chattanooga at Engel Stadium on East 3rd Street next Tuesday for three performances beginning at 4 o'clock. Details are on the UTC website, utc.edu/FineArtsCenter/Patton Performances. WUTC's Around and About. I'm Richard Winham.